Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me in the virtual studio is Donna Duffy of 3E Marketing Solutions. Donna, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, Fran. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, sure. It is a pleasure. And we had a really nice time prior to the show going on air. Just talking and sharing a little bit about your journey, literally a worldwide journey, and some of your experiences that influenced you as an entrepreneur. So I'd love to kind of bring the audience into the conversation to learn a little bit more about you, Donna, and the person behind 3E Marketing Solutions. So I'm going to start off with a question that really allows people to get to know you a little bit better, and that is, Donna, what's the significant story behind you being an entrepreneur?
Well, I think for me, it really is about connecting with people and helping them draw out the potential within them. I lived many years in the Middle East overseas and had the great privilege of connecting in community in a very deep way and watching the potential in myself drawn out as well as those around me. And when I returned to the States many years later and really had that entrepreneurial fire within me, I was able to draw people to my kitchen table, help them with their businesses, and help them tap the potential, which gave me just a vision of what could be. And that became the impetus, really, to draw community, help people see what was possible for, you know, mm-hmm. them delivering their gifts to the world. And that's really how we launched and really started to take things in the direction of seeing what was possible for ourselves. So by helping others, we were really helping ourselves, too.
Wow, very, very powerful. Now, in sharing that, you said that you spent some time in the Middle East. Tell us a little bit, and you talked about connecting and community and potential. Talk about how that experience in the Middle East helped you clarify your purpose.
Well, it was such a significant chapter of my life. I left at 24 with a backpack on my back, saying I told my parents I'd be back in a couple of weeks. A couple of months, and it ended up being, you know, my dad says this is the longest couple of weeks I've ever seen, because I left at 24 and finally returned to live in the U.S. at 42, of course, with trips back in between. You know, that whole journey of discovery in myself and helping others just became such a vibrant part of who I am as a person. You know, I had the privilege of living in Israel, and the last 12 years I was there, I lived in Nazareth, Israel, where my children were born. But again, having the opportunity to learn Hebrew, learn Arabic, be very, very involved in community building, having the privilege of starting a small school, all of those things were incredibly impactful in my life, and there was no way that that couldn't bridge over to when I got here. So, of course, when I first came back, I couldn't imagine ever trumping that and it being ever anything better, another chapter ever being better than that one. Eventually learned I could write more chapters in my life, and then that's where I was able to bridge all that community and opportunity to grow and learn and be my best self, help others do the same. That's how that really kind of came full circle in my life.
Wow, very, very powerful story. And, you know, learning different languages while you're literally immersed in the country, Hebrew, Arabic, and starting a school. Tell me a little bit about the starting of the school, and maybe connect that to the fact now you education is a big part of what you do for entrepreneurs.
Well, I think it was, you know, very interesting that, you know, I you know, my degree is in business. It's not in education, but I have a big love of those two things together. Business and education is a really happy marriage in my mind. So, you know, I was homeschooling my own kids when someone came and said, look, there's these 10 kids down the street in this little school here in Nazareth, and they're Arab American, Canadian American, Canadian Arab kids, and they are very displaced. They don't have enough written Arabic to succeed or failing. So when I showed up and met these kids, I had, you know, 10 kids and a box of books that I had brought from home and thought, well, let's see what we can do, and realized very quickly that they didn't need a tutor. They needed a school of their own. So we started Bridging the Gap, which was a school within that school for all of these students. It was taught in multi-age, and it was taught thematically. It was, you know, taught in English, and then they did Hebrew and Arabic as foreign languages. Well, that whole love of education and watching these students come alive and kind of come back to themselves and then thrive, you know, wherever they were in that, whether they were in the fourth grade or the 12th grade or wherever they were, it just brought home to my heart just what the potential was for each one and how education could help them. And then that's just become a running theme for me. I'm a learner before I'm a leader. And, you know, that's a giant part of my life. And so just there was no way I was going to run a business and then not help other people with their own educational process, too. So that's part of it. It's educating, equipping people to be their best is a big part of what we do, helping them realize that it's not that difficult. You either can learn it or be with someone who knows it, and that's been the thread all the way through.
Very, very powerful. Donna, thank you so much for sharing that background. Just again, I'm amazed in a very positive way at your ability to embrace a new experience, literally new country, several new languages, and help others, learn from others, and build a community. Let's talk about how that now influences your company. And you call your company 3E Marketing. Tell me a little bit, Marketing Solution. Tell me a little bit about how you came up with that name and what it meant when you first started and what it means now.
So when we first called 3E Marketing, we were trying to incorporate an event company that we had, a tutoring company that we had, and entrepreneurship. Because as we started our kitchen table meetings, you know, right there in my kitchen in Newcastle, Delaware, you know, we already had the events and the education. As really every Tuesday, everybody flooded and packed my little kitchen, we saw the entrepreneurship just blossoming, and so that's where the three E's came from. As we, and 3E wasn't even a company yet fully. So by the end of that year, we saw that 3E actually could be its own. We could help people with marketing. And so that has been the front runner of the three companies. And then we realized that this had its own persona, really. And that's where the educate, equip, and engage came in, because that's what we were doing all the time. We were educating people. We were equipping them to be their very best and their very highest and tap their potential and, you know, bring their products and services to the world and by helping them engage in the marketplace with what they needed. So that's where the three E's, educate, equip, and engage, switched over and has become just our solid brand. And actually, if you look at our logo, it's got three coffee cups that say educate, equip, and engage, and that's kind of in a circle, and that all goes back to us around the table over coffee, and it's really the essence of who we are.
Ah, the kitchen table theme comes through. Tell me, I'm hearing it, and I just in some senses want the audience to really fully appreciate. Donna, share with me why you're so passionate about your company's mission and vision. There's some wonderful metaphors that you shared with us, but just to safely share with us why you're so passionate.
Well, you know, we really want business owners to have a real sense of their why And we use the expression, one of our staff said it once, and we use it constantly, what's your why behind the what? And when we do vision mapping sessions with clients and strategy sessions with people, we are constantly going back to that why, because things get so crowded and clamoring for attention, it's easy to lose sight of the why. And so as we continue to keep that central and prominent, then we can help people build their strategies and build their direction for their business and reach their goals and tap the potential, stay in alignment with their gifts and their strengths and what they love to do, what their purpose is, and what they believe they're called to do. So that fires us up every day. And when we start to see, when they see that in themselves, that's just the catalyst for change and growth and greatness. So we feel very honored and very privileged to, fan that flame or, run alongside, all of those kinds of things that really make us love what we do. One of our primary targets is midlife women. This past year I wrote Embracing Autumn, and that's for midlife women entrepreneurs, which tends to be a large number of women, people in our group. And then just watching these midlife women see what's possible for this next part of the race is just awesome. Mm-hmm. We love it.
Wow. Oh, again, Embracing Autumn, see what's possible in this next leg of the race. It just compels me to ask, so is there a client who is just really kind of an advocate, a fan of what you do, and why are they so passionate about the impact that you provided for them?
Yeah, one particular client comes to mind, and I just love, again, she's some midlife woman entrepreneur. We call our midlife women entrepreneurs Autumn Sages. And so as an Autumn Sage, this woman is just, like our own broadcasting station. She is constantly reaching out, bringing people to us because she has seen such great growth in herself. She's tapping that potential. She's stepping up. She's doing the work. She's ready to grow. And all of those things are so necessary when you really want to see that big push in your business. So as she does that, just with our support and assistance and guidance, then she just draws people to us. I get texts, through the day of different people she's sending our way, and be on the lookout for those, coming to an event or sending us an email. So it becomes this this collaboration, this give and take, this back and forth. Like Cubby said, everything's kind of win-win or no deal. This can't be just lopsided for her or for us. This becomes so mutually beneficial and such a great partnership. And that's kind of how we see it, just a partnership all the way. And she typifies that, absolutely.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, wonderful. I'm almost, reluctant to ask this question because you've covered it in some ways, but I want to give you an opportunity to share in your own words, what are you most proud of within your business's past, present, or future?
Well, I think from the start, again, community was the glue. And part of that was my own need after living in such a vibrant Middle Eastern culture and just watching everybody collaborate with one another all along. But the community, I think, is still a running thread through who we are. Helping people see possibility. I love the Norman Vincent Peale, be a possibilitarian, And I think when people see possibility, no matter how rough it looks, when you can see possibility, there's a light, there's a way through. And I believe we've done that with people. Part of our thing is really, building culture. And so we have our doors flung open. If you get off the 10th floor in our building, the 3E Marketing front door is open. And we really feel, whether the doors open or closed, we need to be the same. And so we start with that building of culture and connection and possibility and, you know, developing your gifts and staying in alignment. We do that right in-house with our own team first. And then that, I believe, is what allows this circle to expand and widen. Because we're not just trying to do that out there. That's something right here, right with us. And that's huge for us. That has to remain. And if there are days when we're too busy and we can't connect, you know, we circle back around as quickly as we can to make sure that, you know, what we need and how we're connecting to one another then allows us to come from. You see this over and over, you can't give from an empty cup. So we need to constantly be filled and learning and growing and cutting edge so that we can deliver that well and with excellence in the marketplace.
Right. Excellent. Some people talk about, some of my guests have talked about authenticity, and this is, I'm hearing that theme, particularly with starting with your own team first, and making sure, essentially, you're practicing what you're preaching. As we begin to close out the interview, and I think the listeners will agree with me, your background has this wonderful, I'm going to say mosaic, of experiences that have this constant theme of connection and engagement and culture and potential, and then, of course, your three E's. What's a favorite quote that motivates you as a leader, whether it's personally or professionally, and is in alignment with some of the concepts that you've shared today?
Well, there's a quote by Jim Elliot, and I love this one. He says, wherever you are, be all there. Live to the hilt everything you believe to be the will of God. So that just kind of centers me and brings me back to stay present. We all have things we've dealt with that, you know, have been part of the bumps in the road in the journey, and we all have things we're looking toward. You know, some of us with anticipation or trepidation, you know, but the thing is to just fully be present to the best of our ability so that we don't miss anything right here, right now, right today. And that has really helped anchor me. You know, we have a lot of things going on in our company and in our weeks, a lot of different things. And if we couldn't do this, I think we would just spin out from just how much there is to do and how much is required of us. But if I'm here fully present, just like I am with you right now, then we can kind of suspend those things a little bit, so that this moment can be fully what it needs to be. And then that's how I'm going to stay in true alignment. If I'm out of alignment, even with my gifts and the place I'm meant to be, I want to be mindful of that and sensitive to that, so I quickly shift back and come to where I need to be. And then that means it's process all the time. It's a process. It's not a one-off. It's just a process of becoming fully who I already am. And who I'm already meant to be, and that's what that quote does. It helps anchor me and remind me to be fully present and be, you know, solid in the gifts that I have and what I'm meant to do in the world.
Wow! But and again, what a great connection: mindfulness, focus, being present, and aligning that with the gifts that you have to give, and the ability to receive the gifts of others because you are fully present. Donna, you have, in your experience, touched so many people. Would you share with us what advice is meaningful for those that are trying to achieve significant business results?
I think the first thing is, you know, not to be a copycat. You know, I think there's a lot of imitations and there's a lot of comparison. I think the important thing is to be truly and fully who you are. The more that you stay in alignment with that. The more you stay true to yourself and the person God created you to be, then this, you know, we could have 10 people doing the exact same business and they would be 10 different if we stay true to ourselves. So, you know, that's really how we have something in-house. It's actually our signature program. It's called Create Your Signature Blend and Rise Above the Noise. It's a little bit of a coffee theme, but, you know, it's talking about how you can stay true to yourself and really rise above the din and the clamor in the marketplace by staying again in alignment, by finding out what your gifts are, finding out who you're meant to serve. I find that people try to think they can serve everyone, and sometimes that means you're serving no one because you're not putting enough of a clarion call out there for people to hear that you have what they need. You are the solution to their problem. So I think the more we honor those gifts and stay true to ourselves and stay in alignment, the more our business will be very unique to us. The beauty of being a small business owner is we can be agile and nimble and shift. Mm-hmm. And so if something's not working, we can switch feet and switch it up and really recalculate and realign and course correct and get back where we need to be. But I think that's a big part of it, is really just staying true to who we are, tapping that wisdom, tapping those gifts, and then seeking those people who really need what we have.
Wow, powerful, powerful advice. Donna, I know that there are listeners that are saying, Fran, listening to Donna is really great. How can I get in touch with her? So would you share with the listening audience, again, the name of your company, how they can get in touch with you, and how you prefer to interact with people that reach out to you?
So our company is 3E Marketing Solutions, located in downtown Wilmington, Delaware. You certainly can reach out to us there. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and I'm happy to have people connect with me, Donna Duffy, on those places as well. We have a monthly opportunity that's complimentary to the business community. I would love anybody who's local who would like to attend. You're more than welcome. Every second Wednesday between 9 and 11 right there at 3E Marketing Solutions. It's a great place to learn and connect, and we would love to see you there.
Wow. Terrific. And if someone is not in Delaware, is there a way for them to participate in the second Wednesday meetings? Are all those live for
a
particular
purpose?
They are
live through the end of this year. So as of January, we are kicking off a live stream and recording of each of those sessions. So even if someone is not right here in Wilmington, they'll be able to either join us live through the live stream or catch the recording later at their own convenience.
Ah, terrific. So what would they need to do in order to be on your email list to get that notification?
They can reach out and just email me at donna@3emarketingsolutions.com or visit our website, and there's a web form on there as well. And then they will just be alerted to all the upcoming events that we have. Of course, we post them all over social media as well. And we do have weekly emails that go out to say what's brewing at 3E Marketing Solutions, and you'd be alerted to all the upcoming events, including the second Wednesday, which is called the Boost Your Business Workshop.
Oh, terrific. Donna, it's really been a pleasure talking with you and listening, again, just to the richness. I'm trying to pull in some coffee metaphors here, so I'm stretching. But okay, I know I've got one. You're well-grounded in values and passion and purpose. And it's really, again, I think is inspiring. We're talking, you know, at 6:30 to 7 a.m. in the morning. So this is a kind of a wake-up call and an opportunity to reflect on the power of relationships and the power of connection. So thank you so much for being a guest on Significant Business Results Radio. And again, I encourage our listeners to check you out. Your business is 3E Marketing Solutions. find you on your website, to send an email so that they can either visit you personally or connect with you through live stream. So thank you, and have just a great morning and a great rest of the year.
Thank you, Fran. Great being with you today.
My pleasure. So, folks, that wraps up another episode of Significant Business Results Radio. Continue to listen to us live or on blogtalkradio.com/significant-business-results. Thank you.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significant-business-results.